Welcome to the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs. You'll hear insights and ideas from the world's top entrepreneurs and thought leaders,
designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle.
Now here's your host, Steve Cypress.
Hello. Welcome to Foundation Friday, August 11th, 2017. Steve Cypress here. As always, I start off by sharing my Rhino of the day. And today is this simple, some kind of plastic, rubbery, squeezable rhino who is cool because of his blue eyes. How about that? So also brown. How many brown rhinos there are in the wild? Certainly ones with blue eyes. I don't know. The only rhinos I've seen in the, quote, wild are at these safari amusement parks or zoos. So not really the wild, is it? Anyway, so, or real life of it. Okay, so Found Friday. Here's the thing. Was speaking to, I get calls. I'll always do these calls. I'll do strategy sessions, and I'll help people out. Small business owners, love small business owners. Love to help you out with your advertising, sales, marketing, overall business growth strategies, but I really specialize in marketing and marketing systems to really talk about specializing in. And here's the deal. I've helped thousands of business owners online, in person, one-on-one, groups of hundreds, speaking to people in person, speaking to groups over the computer, so forth and so on. And this came to me yesterday when I was speaking to a prospect yesterday, the day before, who is a white collar, like a professional, a white collar type of person interested in doing some marketing and looking for some help. And in my experience, and I'm just going to leave it at this, is I've worked with all types of business owners, so lawyers, doctors, everything in between, accountants, chiropractors, dentists, you name it, all the professionals, and then all the trades and blue collar type of work, plumbers, heating and air, electricians, roofers, you know, remodelers, on and on and on and on, and everything in between, retail stores, everything. So I have found that the blue collar workers are most open to receiving marketing help, specifically of the done-for-you kind, like, hey, I'm really good at doing whatever I do or running my construction business, but man, I need some help with the marketing, I need the phone to ring, and that's all I want. I just want the phone to ring so I can get my guys out there, do the work, and grow my business and make my money. On the other hand, the professionals are more likely to, in my experience, to be in the mood, in line for looking for, they want to do it themselves, and they believe they can. And I think this comes from professionals, and I would have to put myself in that category. Look at all those likes. Thank you. Hey, Brett Olaya is here. Melissa, thanks for being here. And so I have a college degree, and then I went to, you know, as if that wasn't already way too much schooling, I made another mistake and went to graduate school and got my law degree. So I consider myself in that field of the white-collar professional type. And so the reason I made the mistake when I was learning marketing is that was the mistake I made. I was convinced to learn marketing. It took years to get good at the ins and outs and making enough of the mistakes and having the trial and the error and the ups and the downs and understanding the psychology that goes into the wording, and each word matters, and where you place them matters, and the way that you get your message out there matters, and every little bit all goes together, marketing being, and advertising being both a science and an art, right? It's both together. People ask, it's the age-old question, is it a science or an art? Well, of course, it's scientific. There's all kinds of tracking and numbers and rules, but the rules are kind of general rules of where the art comes in. When do I do this and when do I do that? And a lot of it comes from the experience. So I made that mistake of saying, I gotta learn this stuff. Well, that means my phone didn't ring for years. Lots of money spent mailing stuff out, placing ads, doing marketing. If there was social media around to this day, I would have thrown money at Google and Facebook and made mistakes and got no response and not really known why, but I was still learning. And eventually I got good at it. Here I am now, and I get paid really good money and top dollar to help people put millions in their pocket, and it puts some thousands in my pocket, and that's what I do. But again, well, I've developed systems for blue-collar businesses because, again, I find they're just smarter about running their business. They understand that I need someone to help me with this white-collar type of stuff, this words and this writing and the whatever. But it's the professionals that make the mistake like I made, thinking, gee, I'm good at writing. I have a college degree. I have a law degree. I'm really good at persuasive arguments. I was trained to be a lawyer. So I ought to be able to put together a persuasive message to sell my stuff or to make an ad. I ought to be able to learn this. I learned how to be a lawyer. I learned how to whatever by studying books and courses and going to seminars. I ought to be able to do the same thing, and I'll learn this. And so they often make this major mistake like I did. It's incomplete. Looking back, I mean, it's the biggest mistake I ever made because it's a lot of money and time is money a lot of the time. I mean, that time that I was spending and wasting trying to learn it, my phone was not ringing. My bank account was not growing, and I was paying money and then testing everything with my own money and not getting returns. And so getting all frustrated and bent out of shape till I finally said, I need someone to just let me pick up the phone and call someone and do this for me. And suddenly out went the marketing, and the phone started ringing, and in came the clients. And that's how it works, folks. So I was talking to this person who happened to be more of the white collar type, and he was like, And he sent me a sample of what he was doing, and of course, when I say no way, what do I know? You test, send it out there. But in my experience of seeing things just like that, and I let him know there were some glaring errors that were going to cause it, and he was arguing. See, and that's the deal. The white-collar professional type is like, oh, but I went to this seminar, and I learned this, or I read this book. And I'm like, prove me wrong. Do it your way. I can't. It's your business. You go ahead. What am I going to say? However, I offer them the opportunity to have it all done for them. I say, would you be open to just paying a certain fee or percentage of the amazing amounts of money I'm going to put in your pocket? And, in fact, I asked them to increase his capacity. He said, I can only handle this. And I said, can you handle twice that much? Because if you can handle twice that much, I and my team will put everything together. We'll do it all behind the scenes. Instead of just one thing that you're trying and testing and trying to get it to work for, I think it was months before he called me, and it'll be months or years after that he gets it to work. Or right away, we will put not just one system into place, we'll put several systems into place, because you won't care about any of that. All you'll know is the phone is ringing, and I will guarantee you X amount of clients every single month, guaranteed in writing. And we will just do it all for you. And in fact, I suggested, furthermore, that in my experience of doing this, you will have to sift through a lot of calls to get to the golden goose, to get to the good one. You know, you'll have to kiss a lot of frogs to get to that prince. And so what we often do is we will have all the calls go to an answering service. They will screen out the ones that are just the tire-kicking, crappy, you don't want anything to do with this thing, and we'll just get you the good ones. We'll send those to you, or we could just send them all to you, and you could screen right through them without wasting your time or answering the phone every 10 minutes while it's ringing all day long to get to the 2, 3, 4, 5 good calls that we'll bring you every single day out of the 20, 30, we'll probably get your phone ringing 20, 30, 40 times a day, or you could just get a report and call back the 5 good ones. Oh, yeah, no, I have no problem with, you know, the ones that are no good. Well, just send them right to me. I'm like, again, doesn't have the experience of this. And it's fine. So I'm like, it's fine if you would start out that way. But after one day, I think I said after a week or 2 weeks or a month, but it would likely be after about an hour, he would call and say, whoa, stop with all these nonsense calls and just send me the good ones. But either way, I got the feeling that was, you know, I really think I'm going to do this myself, and I just felt bad. And so that's my foundational Friday tip to you, is understand, I know all small business owners, we all know that to grow, there comes a point where you got to stop the doing of your business and delegate hire people, outsource technology, robots do things, software does things. You get someone other than you doing everything to do areas where either you don't like doing it or you're not good at it, or likely because you don't like doing it, you're not good at it. So both. And you'll almost undoubtedly, amazing, even if it's something like you think everybody hates, like say, for me, the first employee I ever hired, which was an employee, but the first person I ever hired was a bookkeeper, an accountant. I was like, I'm real good at math, but I'm like, I hate this doing the book stuff. Now, I have clients who are accountants. They love it. And so they love it. They live for it. They love taking me on as a client. And man, they did stuff, you know, I did the stuff begrudgingly that I had to do to get the P&L and the this and the file of taxes and to see what's going on in my business. They were like, oh, you know, here's this report, that report, bomb, boom, bomb. I'm like, what the heck? See, this person really loves this stuff. And I'm only paying them X amount. And by paying them that amount, I am making more money in the time that I'm not spending doing this that I suck at and that I hate. So I'm in a better mood and I get better results and everything's good. But the mistake most small businessmen make when they're really small, when they're starting out, is they look at things from the cost. So they're got a negative mindset to begin with. And I fall back into once in a while. And I go, you know, that's my knee-jerk reaction. I get to, you know, snap myself out of it. They're looking at the cost. When you're focused on the cost, you're not going to be focused on the results. And so when I talk about this a lot, people who follow me in my blog posts and my magazine articles and my videos and whatever, you know, I talk about this a lot, that you focus on the results, not the cost. And when you are thinking about the cost of something, not thinking straight, you're thinking that might be good for your home, for something personal. But in business, we have what's known as an ROI, return on investment. So you got to think about the return. And so when I say here's the guaranteed return in writing, or I give your money back, I mean, like, hey, get my phone ringing. You know, it would take about a week to ramp the whole thing up, and that phone will be ringing. Do you think so? In 1 week, for months, sending out this stuff and doing it completely wrong and not getting results is going to suddenly master the whole game and get his phone ringing off the hook within a week? I hope so, but I don't think so, but I hope so. But anyway, that's the foundational tip, is which one are you? Are you the I gotta do everything, or I think I can do this, fall into the trap of I learned other stuff, or I'm good at writing, so I ought to be good at that? Or are you going to be like the blue-collar tradesman worker that says marketing is all this psychology and writing and communication stuff? I'm not good at that stuff. I know how to, like, you know, put in a new sink and make tile look fantastic, and so I can do a $60,000 kitchen remodeling job, and everyone is ecstatic. But I'm not good at all this communication stuff and whatever. So Steve, do it for me, or somebody, do it for me, and boom, phone rings off the hook, and you make a ton of money. Or are you the type that says, well, I'm good at communication, so I'll learn this marketing tip. There's more to it, folks. That's the foundational tip. There are more to it. Go to the library, go to Amazon.com, type in marketing book, and you'll find hundreds of them. And I can recommend a couple of dozen of the basics. That would only take you, you know, a certain number of months or a couple of years to read through and study. And you probably have to read through each one about 4 or 5 times and then practice what it's teaching a whole bunch of times to get it right. And you really could get it all down within a few years. Just think about what's known as the opportunity cost of that. The phone not ringing, or sporadically ringing once in a while because some just happens to work, even though it's not working consistently. All that money that is not going to your pocket is going to your competitor's pocket. And why are you doing that? Anyway, that's my foundational Friday tip for August 11th. Always at the end, I go to any questions. Don't have any here, so thanks to everybody being here. And I will catch you again tomorrow on Success Story Saturday. I am heading over right now to watch the Cubbies game, the Arizona Diamondback, and we will be at the Tech Me Out to the Ball Game event, where we will be speaking and networking and doing all that kind of stuff and teaching and learning and having fun. And then at like 7 o'clock tonight, the game will be on. And we'll watch the Cubbies play the Arizona Diamondbacks. That'll be fun. And then I'll be seeing you back here tomorrow on Success Story Saturday. Thanks for joining me. See you then.
Thank you for joining us today on the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs hosted by Steve Cypress. Join us tomorrow for another exciting episode designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle. Also, go to rhinodaily.com for more great business exploding tips, strategies, and tactics from the world's top experts. Plus, snag your free copy of Money Making Monthly Magazine.
Goodbye.